the home of the hits on 89.3 and 90.1. Namibia's heart and soul.
Star Lille. Anyways, I just want to say congratulations to the boys. I mean, who else gonna beat African Stars? There's no one, no team, no nothing. So yeah, congrats to many more wins, to taking the cup a lot of more times, and yeah. Okay, bye. Hi, Chela, dear.
Thank you so much, Joyce. Congratulatory messages are coming in for African Stars, Talila, Alice. Shaquan, you should be very happy at Joyce, celebrating with you also.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. We've got Abori Salomo, hey, that's online here, the executive director, chair of African Stars. I'm sure he's had a hell of a weekend. I'll be surprised if he has a voice. Abori Salomo.
Yeah, no, I still have the voice. Thank you, Shaquan. I hope Shaquan is wearing her African Star shirt there.
I am Bekurera. You must bring me a t-shirt to just snoop at that. I've been asking him to give me one. I don't want to buy it myself. I want you to deliver.
You shouldn't be like NSK. He's given up on 11 arrows now.
Bring me the t-shirt, me, bro.
Hey, always talk me out of my arrows. But anyway, it's fine. Let's focus on African Stars today.
Yeah.
Abori Salomo, you guys did it. How does it feel?
Well, I think it's really a relief. It was extremely important for us to win the league this season. Extremely important because we have to go back to Africa. We have to try again. Mm. But at the same time, also, given the speed bumps and the challenges that he endured this season, it was important to really come out on top. I think we had a chat with you guys the other day.
Yeah.
And the rain has not stopped. It's still pouring on different directions. But I think on the football side of things, I think we're more than happy to see the club continue to dominate.
I will tell you this. Now that you mentioned Africa, I do feel that African Stars actually has a point to prove. And African Stars need to go back to Africa and just because you see with Sundowns, Abdi Salomo, semifinals, they lost to Esperanza by a goal to zero, actually 3-0 on aggregate. But you see the level that Sundowns is at. They keep trying every year to try and win the thing.
Yeah.
And that's the level that we want a Namibian club to get to, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And the thing is, NSK, you've got teams from Botswana, right? There's a team from Botswana, Chuaneng Galaxy.
Yes.
They have broken into the group stages twice, right? If you compare Namibian football in terms of how many times we've been to AFCON, and you compare to Botswana, how many times they've been to AFCON, right?
Mm.
It goes to show that we should be the better football-playing nation purely on that, right? Mm. But on club side, Chuaneng have been at the Africa Champions League group stage just twice. No Namibian team has ever been there. And I think with the quality that we have, we should try. Sundowns does not become the monster they are purely by just playing in the PSL. They have to compete against Africa. They have to try, and they have won the Champions League before now. And if you look at the rewards in terms of the prize monies in relation to the league, and even them just getting to the semi-final, I mean, if you compare that to how much the winners in the PSL get, they are now being invited to the World Club Championships.
Yes, true.
In the US, you know. And it's a big bag that's going to come from there as well.
Yeah.
So for us to move the club to the next level and make sure that the club does not become dependent on a few people, Salomo Hay, Patrick Gauta, or whoever, the club needs to become self-sustainable. And you can do that by making sure it competes at the highest level. You attract different sponsors. The money that comes into the club is different. You can move to the next stage, start building stadiums for the club, and.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So I think one thing that we're all thinking about in terms of support is just celebrations. So in terms of celebrations, what is the club planning on doing for their fans?
Where were you guys yesterday? I mean, we were.
The parade, the red parade.
Yeah, but that was just a parade, Mos. We're looking mayor, like a bash or something.
Yeah, you guys. We were yesterday after the parade. We went to Palkis. We went to Palkis. We had meat. We had pap. We had drinks. We had everything. Name it. We were there until the wee hours. That's why NSK is making fun of my voice.
Yeah, so because I can actually hear it now. All right.
Salomo, once again, just congratulations from us, Fresh FM, to the African stars of folklore. The rain and the pause that you were talking about, well, listen, with time, we will have a chat again just to see where we progress with these pores that are trying to make it slippery for African stars. Mm. But for now, enjoy the moment, my good sir, with the players, the management, and everybody else that was behind your team.
Thank you so much, guys, and thank you for the work that you do. Mm. Keep doing what you are doing. You're part of the shining light of where we want to take Namibia.
Absolutely.
Let's leave it at that. Aburi Solomo, hey, I don't know. He when I spoke to him off air, he said he's going to go work. Hey. Good luck, Buta.
Good luck.
8:39. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We've got Lindo, the vocalist, lined up.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.